Let me say something. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. I mean, that's not good for the country. I'm aware of that. I'm from Texas. In the White House.
Put your hands up.
See, here's the mentality. This is an administration that's had no plan. Under my tax plan, the wealthiest Americans get tax relief and you don't.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up.
And I've been a governor. And I've been the governor of a big state. And there is a problem. No person should have to hear those words. It's your money, and I want to share some of that money with you. I must keep a tight hand on taxpayers' money. There's a lot of actions that take place that you'll never see. I know how to lead, and you don't. You know how I know? See, here's the mentality. They want to go out there and see the tanks moving across the plains. They're interested in killing innocent Americans. September the 11th. This is an administration that's had no plan. And there's a reason why. For many years, our nation has been working to prevent freedom. Now, these have been tough times for America. We had a few of our corporate citizens thought they could fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers. It's a good idea. It's money that drained the spirit from our citizens. It's a good idea, but it's a frame of mind.
Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers.
The wealthiest Americans get tax relief, and you don't. And that's important for our citizens to realize. Now you tell me.
Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers.
Games and deception. Unemployed Americans.
Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers.
Games and deception hurt our economy, and that's okay. It's kind of a measuring tool. People love to play politics. Well, that's what we want to do in America, and that's important for our citizens to realize. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country, and that's the difference.